You may know you're listening to this show along the Marketing Podcast Network, but did you know there are other great shows on MPN to help your business? Christy Hyler hosts a fantastic podcast called Own It. Christy, tell us more about the show.
Own It is all about celebrating women and non-binary advertising agency owners. We talk about buying out of the Boys Club of Advertising because less than 1% of ad agencies are owned by women.
And where can people subscribe?
You can find the podcast at untilyouownit.com. We're also on the Marketing Podcast Network at marketingpodcast.net. And of course, you can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
You heard her. Go subscribe.
It's the Social Soundbite, helping you stay on brand with the latest social media news, trends, and tips. Here's Nick Westergaard and Jay Capron.
Speaking of all that food, it's the Social Soundbite.
I was going to say, yeah, I'm hungry now.
I am too. How you doing, Nick?
I am well. You, Jay?
Good. It sounds like people are spending more time on social media sites. Is that right?
They are. A new study from Global Web Index finds that time spent on social sites overall year on year is up, which kind of confounds the expectation that many have that people are spending less time. Now the typical internet user is spending 1.77 hours per day versus 1.61 hours back in 2012. Not surprisingly, those 16 to 24 are the heaviest users at 2.6 hours a day, but 25 to 34s are close behind at 2.16.
So 16 to 24-year-olds are spending over 2 hours a day, and
so are the other group
you mentioned too, huh?
Yeah.
That's a lot of time.
It is. And it's interesting because not only are they spending more time, but they're spending more time on more networks as well. So kind of piggybacking on what we shared last week on how people are lurking on Facebook more, one of the theories there is that they're spending more time other places, and this would certainly support that as well. So it's not enough to just be one place for your customers, for those that you're talking to. Might want to look at how you're diversifying your own social experience. Look for where your people are spending that time, which different networks, and find ways to meet them there.
And not necessarily, as you've talked about, with that that checklist. It's not like you have to be on every network and feel like you have to have something on each one, right?
No, but I would look for the ones where they're spending the most time, and we can use great survey tools, easy free ones like SurveyMonkey, and ask where people are spending time so you don't have to guess.
And that's one of the things I know you've talked about, too, in the past, is that there's not enough companies just asking their customers, the people that love them anyway, ask them about what they like,
you could go find all these studies like I'm looking at that says what the top networks are, but go actually ask them which ones are the top ones for them.
And see what they like about your company, too. Just ask your customers, right? Not enough
Absolutely.
Of that happening. All right, Nick, thanks for your time. Appreciate it. More people spending time using social media. Imagine that.
Who'da thunk it?
Who'da thunk? All right, hey, thanks, Nick. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Jay.
Nick Westergaard with Brand Driven Digital.
This podcast is heard along the Marketing Podcast Network. For more great marketing podcasts, visit marketingpodcasts.net.